It has been 2 months since China announced a previously unknown virus as the cause of a new outbreak in the city of Wuhan. Since then, the virus is now known as SARS-CoV-2. The virus causes a disease known as the coronavirus disease, or COVID-19. The respiratory virus originated in China and has since infected more than 100,000 people and affected more than 114 countries worldwide. This epidemic has led to universal panic as countries such as the United States of America and Italy going on an emergency lockdown. In the media briefing on Monday afternoon, Health Minister Dr. Zweli Mkhize explained the country's plans to contain the spread of the virus in South Africa.
We are at the moment discussing various issues that are of concern. Amongst those are the approaches that have to be taken in dealing with people who are travelling from areas of high transmission, where we've already seen people who are infected from those countries into other countries. We've also had to look at the issues of the various concerns that have come in relation to major conferences and major sporting events, and therefore we're going through quite a number of consultation and discussions and information that has to be shared with the ministers. At the moment, we do not have any specific decision to announce at that level. However, after the various ministers would have finalized the issues, where necessary, they will be the ones who will issue specific statements, and where there's a consultation with the presidency, we'll also need to be going through that level, and on issues that will need to go to cabinet, we'll also be taking them up at that level. So we'll only be able to announce any specific decisions where they would be at the point when the necessary processes, cabinet processes, would have been gone into.
Someone who is actively sick with COVID-19 can spread the illness to others. Patients who have tested positive for the disease are to be isolated either in the hospital or at home until they are better and no longer pose a threat or risk of infecting others. Dr. Zweli Mkhize explained the difference between quarantine and isolation.
Just to make a distinction, quarantine is when you are healthy and we want to do a test and then we want to find out if you do have the infection or not. Isolation is in hospital where we treat you in an area which is secluded from all other patients, and then in the process we're treating you in a way where there's a particular code of how the nursing happens. You have to have a protective gear and you have to have limitation of contact with other people and other patients and so on and so on.
The following symptoms may appear after 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. The symptoms are fever, cough and shortness of breath. Mkhize emphasized that contact with a doctor when one experiences these symptoms after being with a person known to have COVID-19 or have recently traveled from an area that is high risk. There is no current vaccine to prevent COVID-19. However, preventative methods such as avoiding close contact with people who are at risk, avoiding touching your eyes, nose and mouth, washing hands with water and soap for at least 20 seconds, and using an alcohol-based hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. Dr. Kerrigan McCarthy from NICD had this to say about the matter.
There is still no evidence-based direct antiretroviral treatment. This is another one of the reasons why we need to do our best as communities to contain the spread. The other kind of antiviral, not necessarily treatment, but prevention, is vaccination. And the good news is that the WHO had a research and development agenda, which was implemented and developed after the Ebola outbreak in West Africa in 2013. The Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation, CEPI, C-E-P-I, has funded the early stage development of a number of vaccination candidates to treat the five identified potential pandemic threats that were identified by the WHO. And so this research agenda has been directed in the recent weeks to creating a vaccine for this coronavirus. The chair of the WHO estimated that with all going well, unfortunately, vaccine development will only be ready around about 18 months from now.
Dr. Zweli Mkhize has advised the citizens of South Africa to trust in his department.
We're just happy to say that everything is on course as we speak.
Reporting for Multimedia Live, I am Sisanda Alutambolegwa, audio produced by Mudiehe Mashamaite.